Yuzuru Hanyu was born on December 7, 1994 in Izumi-ku, Sendai, Japan, the second and youngest child to his father, who is a junior high school teacher, and Yumi Hanyu, a former clerk at a department store. Hanyu's father was also an advisor to the baseball school club and recommended baseball to him before he eventually chose figure skating. His mother used to make all of Hanyu's costumes in his early career, including costumes for his 2010-2011 and 2013-14 season free skate, which were designed by American figure skater Johnny Weir. She accompanied him during his training in Toronto, Canada, while his father and older sister, Saya, stayed in Japan. Hanyu's given name came from the desire of his father so he would live a dignified way like a tightly drawn bowstring, and also symbolizes confidence, strength, and straightness. At the age of 2, Hanyu was diagnosed with asthma, a condition that slowly improved as he got older. The condition remained an issue for Hanyu well into his career in junior competition, and Canadian choreographer David Wilson has stated that it was not until Hanyu's transition into adult competition that he succeeded in learning to cope with his endurance issues caused by Hanyu's asthma and experienced in the later parts of his performed programs as a junior. Hanyu began skating at the age of 4 after his sister's coach Mami Yamada had suggested him to try the sport instead of being a nuisance during his sister's training. Yamada noted Hanyu's impatience when he first got onto the ice. He came running and jumped on the ice, then fell hard, hitting his helmet onto the ice, quickly got up and running again. However, Yamada praised Hanyu for his ability to express his sincerity. After coaching him until the end of his second grade in elementary school, Yamada had to move to other prefecture and asked Shoichiro Suzuki, Japan's first bronze medalist in the men's singles at World Championship, to coach Hanyu and not put his talent to waste. The figure skaters Hanyu looked up to while growing up are Yevgeny Plushenko and Johnny Weir. At the press conference of the 2018 Winter Olympics, he also mentioned Stefan Lambiel, Javier Fernandez, and Dick Button as the skaters who influenced him. Hanyu studied at Nanakita Elementary and Junior High School. In 2013, Hanyu graduated from Tohoku High School, then entered an e-school program on human information science at Waseda University. He attended the school from his training base in Canada. Hanyu first competed nationally as a novice skater in the 2004-05 season. He skated and won gold at the 2004 Japan Novice Championships in the Novice B category, the lower of the two novice-level categories. His home rink then closed due to financial problems, reducing his training time. Nanami Abe became his coach around that time. In the 2006-07 season, Hanyu won the bronze medal at the 2006 Japan Novice Championships in the Novice A category. Hanyu winning a bronze medal at the 2006 Japan Novice Championships earned him an invitation to compete at the 2006-07 Japan Junior Championships, where he placed 7th. Hanyu's home rink reopened in 2007 after being closed for 2 years. He then placed first at the 2007 Japan Novice Championships in the Novice A category and won the bronze medal at the 2007-08 Japan Junior Championships. In 2008, Hanyu moved up to the junior level and debuted at the ISU Junior Grand Prix. He placed 6th in the short program and 4th in the free skating, finishing 5th overall at the event in Murano, Italy. Following his Junior Grand Prix event, Hanyu won the gold medal at the 2008-09 Japan Junior Championships. At 13, he was the youngest male skater to win the Japan Junior Championship, and this also qualified for the 2009 World Junior Championships. His high standing in the ranking of performances won him a medal and also earned him an invitation to compete on the senior level at the 2008-09 Japan Championships, where he placed 8th. At the 2009 World Junior Championships in February, Hanyu placed 11th in the short program and 13th in his free skate, giving him a total of 161.77 points to finish 12th overall. In the 2009-10 season, Hanyu won both of his Junior Grand Prix events in Croatia and Poland, and finished as the top qualifier for the Junior Grand Prix final, where he achieved a new personal best score of 206.77 points and won the event. In the same season, Hanyu also won the 2009-10 Japan Junior Championships and earned an invitation to compete on the senior level at the 2009-10 Japan Championships. He then placed first on the junior level and 6th on the senior level in the event. Based on his results, Hanyu was chosen to compete at the 2010 World Junior Championships. He won the competition after placing 3rd in the short program and 1st in the free skate to earn a new personal best of 216.10 points. He became the fourth and the youngest Japanese man to win the junior world title. For the 2010-11 season, Hanyu moved up to the senior level at the age of 15. His assignments for the 2010-11 Grand Prix Series were the 2010 NHK Trophy and the 2010 Cup of Russia. In his senior debut at the 2010 NHK Trophy, Hanyu placed fifth in the short program with 69.31 points. In his free skating, he landed his first quadruple toe loop jump in an ISU competition and came in fourth with 138.41 points, giving him a total of 207.72 points to finish fourth overall. Hanyu finished in seventh place at the Cup of Russia. At the 2010-11 Japan Championships, Hanyu was in second place after the short program, but faltered in the free skate and finished fourth overall. As the result, he was selected to compete at the 2011 Four Continents Championships, where he won the silver medal with a new personal best score. Hanyu was skating at his home rink in Sendai when the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami struck his hometown and the region. The water pipes at his rink burst as a result of the April 2011 Miyagi earthquake. He trained in Yokohama and Hachinohe, Aomori until his home rink reopened on July 24, 2011. He also skated in 60 ice shows, using them as an opportunity to train. In April, he participated in an ice show to raise money for the victims. Hanyu began the 2011-12 season with a win at the Nebelhorn Trophy. He placed first in both the short program and the free skate, for a combined total score of 226.26 points. For the 2011-12 Grand Prix Series, he was assigned to the 2011 Cup of China and the 2011 Rostelecom Cup. He finished fourth at the Cup of China, then won the Rostelecom Cup with a new personal best score to qualify for his first senior Grand Prix final, where he placed fourth. Hanyu then won the bronze medal at the 2011-12 Japan Championships, earning a spot on the Japanese team for the 2012 World Championships. In his senior world's debut, Hanyu was seventh in the short program but placed second in the free skate. He won the bronze medal overall with a total score of 251.06 points, behind gold medalist Patrick Chan of Canada and silver medalist, his teammate, Daisuke Takahashi of Japan. In April 2012, Hanyu switched coaches to Brian Orser in Toronto, Canada. It was reported he would make frequent trips to Toronto and continue to attend high school in Sendai. After moving to Canada, Hanyu increased his on-ice training to 3 to 4 hours a day, up from 1 to 2 hours, which had been due to a combination of limited ice time in Sendai, schooling, and asthma. Hanyu began his season at the 2012 Finlandia Trophy, where he won the gold medal. He landed two quadruple jumps, a quad toe loop, and a quad saukau, in his free skating. It was the first time he had landed the latter jump in competition. Hanyu won the silver medal at his first Grand Prix event of the season, the 2012 Skate America. His short program score at Skate America, 95.07 points, was a new world record. At his second event, the 2012 NHK Trophy, he scored 95.32 in the short program, beating his own world record, and went on to win the gold medal in his hometown. Hanyu qualified for the 2012-13 Grand Prix final in Sochi, where he finished second. In December 2012, Hanyu claimed his first national title at the 2012-13 Japan Championships after placing first in the short program and second in the free skate. He took silver at the 2013 Four Continents Championships, having placed first in the short program and third in the free skate. At the 2013 World Championships, he was ninth in the short program and third in the free skate, finishing fourth overall. In the 2013-14 season, Hanyu succeeded in capturing the Olympic, February, and World, March, and the Grand Prix final titles, and broke the record for the short program twice. He was also the first skater to receive over 100 points in the short program. Hanyu began his season at the 2013 Finlandia Trophy, where he won the gold medal after placing first in both the short program and free skating. He won silver in both of his 2013-14 Grand Prix events, the 2013 Skate Canada International and 2013 Trophée Éric Bompard, qualifying him for the 2013-14 Grand Prix Final. At the Grand Prix Final in Fukuoka, Hanyu placed first in the short program with 99.84 points and set a new world record. He also won the free skate with a personal best of 193.41 despite falling on the quadruple saukau and won the title with a total score of 293.25 points. In December 2013, Hanyu competed at the 2013-14 Japan Championships, where he went on to win a second Japanese national title after placing first in both programs. He earned 103.10 points in the short program and 194.70 in the free skating. He was subsequently named to Japan's teams to the Olympics and World Championships. At the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Hanyu competed for Team Japan at the figure skating team event. During the team event, he took part only in the men's short program, where he scored 97.98 points, winning that segment of the competition and giving Team Japan 10 points. They finished fifth at the end of the competition. Hanyu broke his own world record in the men's short program individual event, scoring 101.45 points. He was the first skater to score over 100 points in the short program. Hanyu obtained 178.64 points in the free skate and won the first Olympic gold medal for Japan in the men's figure skating event, and only the second for the nation, following Shizuka Arakawa's gold medal in the women's event in 2006 in Turin. His win also marked the first time that an Asian country had won gold in the men's event. He was the youngest winner of the Olympic men's title since American Dick Button in 1948. Hanyu was also the only Japanese athlete to win gold in Sochi. After winning the gold medal, he returned to Sendai, where a parade attended by 92,000 people was held in celebration. Hanyu completed the season with a victory at the 2014 World Championships in Saitama, Japan. Following a fall on a quad toe loop in the short program, Hanyu sat in third place, coming into the final with a score of 91.24, 6.97 points behind compatriot Tatsuki Machida. He came back with a free skate, earning 191.35 points to win that segment of the competition and claimed his first world title, scoring 282.59 points overall. His total score was 0.33 points ahead of silver medalist Machida. Hanyu became the first skater since Alexei Yagudin, in 2002, to win the Olympics, World Championships, and Grand Prix Final in the same season. In December 2014, Hanyu competed in the 2014-15 Japan Championships. He placed first in both the short program and free skate with a total score of 286.86 points, earning him his third consecutive Japan National Championships title and the first spot for Japan at the 2015 World Championships. He withdrew from the gala following the competition due to abdominal pain. Hanyu was diagnosed with a bladder problem related to the uracus and had surgery. He was hospitalized for 2 weeks, and was expected to resume training a month afterward. However, on February 9, he sprained his right ankle and once again suspended on ice training, this time for 2 weeks. In March, he resumed training in Japan, without his coach Brian Orser. He competed at the 2015 World Championships, where he scored a season's best in the short program. He entered as first into the free skate, and scored 175.88, for a total of 271.08. He finished second behind Spain's Javier Fernandez by less than 3 points. He competed for the first time at the 2015 World Team Trophy in Tokyo, Japan. He scored first in both the short program, with a new season's best, and the free skate, receiving 24 points to help Team Japan win the bronze medal, behind Team USA and Team Russia. He was the only skater to win both segments in that competition. In the 2015-16 season, Hanyu broke all three men's figure skating world records twice, becoming the first man to receive over 200 points in the free skate, and over 300 points in the total scores. He became the first man to win three consecutive Grand Prix final titles and earned a silver medal at the 2016 World Championships, despite an injury in his left foot. For the 2015-16 season, Hanyu skated to the soundtrack from the films On Myoji and On Myoji 2 in his free program, portraying natural philosopher and astrologer Abe no Seimei. He also met with Mansai Nomura, the actor who portrayed Seimei in the film, to get advice on how to portray the character. Hanyu started his season by winning gold at the 2015 Skate Canada Autumn Classic, finishing 36 points ahead of the silver medalist, Nam Nguyen. For the 2015-16 Grand Prix Series, Hanyu was selected to compete at Skate Canada and NHK Trophy. At 2015 Skate Canada International, he placed 6th in the short program with a score of 73.25 points after missing his quadruple toe loop and doing a double instead. In the free skate, he pulled up to 2nd with a score of 186.29, after executing 3 quadruple jumps including the quad saukow and quad toe loop in the first half, and a quadruple toe loop double toe loop in the second. He finished second overall behind Patrick Chan and above Daisuke Murakami with a total score of 259.54. At the 2015 NHK Trophy, Hanyu placed first in the short program with a world record score of 106.33. He cleanly executed a quadruple saukou, a quadruple toe loop triple toe loop combination, and a triple axel. In the free skate, Hanyu landed four clean quadruple jumps to receive 216.07 in a combined total of 322.40, breaking the world records for the free skate and the combined total. With this result, he qualified for the Grand Prix final in second place with 28 ranking points. At the 2015-16 Grand Prix final in Barcelona, Hanyu broke the short program record which he had set just 2 weeks prior, totaling a score of 110.95 points, putting him in the lead, 19.43 points ahead of Javier Fernandez. In the free skate, Hanyu again broke his own record, scoring 219.48 points, giving him a combined total of 330.43, which was also a new world record, and his third Grand Prix final title in a row. Hanyu is the first man to have won Grand Prix final for three consecutive seasons. He won with a margin of 37.48 points, breaking the previous victory margin record held by Yevgeny Plushenko in 2004, 35.1 points. On December 26, 2015, Hanyu won his fourth consecutive title at the 2015-16 Japan Championships, leading in both the short program and the free skate. Following that event, Hanyu announced that he would not compete at the 2016 Four Continents Championships because he planned to focus on training for the 2016 World Championships. Hanyu skated another clean short program at the 2016 World Championships, scoring 110.56 points. He won that segment of the competition and had a 12.04 point lead over Javier Fernandez, who came in second. In the free skate, Hanyu put a hand down on a quadruple saukou, fell on the second attempt without putting it into a combination, stepped out of a triple axel, adapted a triple saukou into a double, and had another hand down on the triple lutz. Following these errors, he finished the competition in second place, behind Javier Fernandez. On April 26, the Japan Skating Federation announced that Hanyu would take 2 months off the ice to heal from injury. He had been dealing with pain in his left foot since the beginning of the season, which worsened in January. The pain was the reason why Hanyu elected to do two quadruple saukous in his free skating at Worlds, instead of two quadruple toe loops. Hanyu was diagnosed with Lisfranc ligament damage in his left foot. In the 2016-17 season, Hanyu succeeded in becoming the first skater in history to land a quadruple loop, defending his Grand Prix final title, and recapturing his world title while breaking the world record for the free skate score. For the 2016-17 Grand Prix, Hanyu's assignments were Skate Canada International and NHK Trophy. His short program music was Let's Go Crazy by Prince, and the free skate music was from Asian Dream Song and View of Silence by Joe Hisaishi, while the program's title, given by Hanyu, was Hope and Legacy. Hanyu competed at the Autumn Classic International, where he won the gold medal and became the first skater in history to successfully land a quadruple loop in competition. At the 2016-17 Grand Prix final in Marseille, Hanyu placed first in the short program with 106.53 points after a solid showing. During the free skate, Hanyu had a strong start with clean jumps in the first half of the program but made mistakes on three jumping passes in the latter half. He came in third in that segment of the competition, but thanks to his score advantage from the short program finished first overall and became the first man to win four consecutive Grand Prix finals. After developing the flu, Hanyu withdrew from the Japanese National Championships. Despite this, he was selected to compete at the 2017 Four Continents Championships and 2017 World Championships. At the 2017 Four Continents Championships, Hanyu placed third in the short program with a score of 97.04 points, due to a mistake in his combination. During his free skating, despite a strong start, he again made an error in what was supposed to be a quadruple-triple combination. Hanyu then improvised his layout for the second half of the program, successfully changing three of his jumping passes into more difficult elements to maximize his score after the mistake. He placed first in the free skate with a score of 206.67 but overall finished second behind Nathan Chen by about 4 points. At the 2017 World Championships, Han Yu was fifth after the short program after invalidating the second part of his combination and receiving a time deduction. In the free skate, Han Yu landed all of his jumps cleanly with high grades of execution, including 4 quadruple jumps and 2 triple axels, as well as executing level 4 footwork and spins. He scored 223.20 in the free skate and set a new world record in a personal best, finishing the competition with 321.59 points, winning his second world title. The second was Japan's Shoma Uno, 319.31, while China's Boyang Jin, 303.58, took bronze. At the 2017 World Team Trophy, Han Yu came in 7th place after a mistake late in short program which left out a planned combination. In the free skate, Han Yu placed first after receiving 200.49 points for a program that featured 4 quadruple jumps, 3 of which with positive grades of execution, while also becoming the first skater to complete 3 quadruple jumps in the second half of a free skate program. However, he singled 2 other jumps. Overall, he added 18 points to the team score and took gold with Team Japan. The 2017-18 season was a turbulent one for Han Yu after an injury he had suffered in November 2017 kept him off the ice for 2 months and sidelined him from competing for 3 months in the middle of his preparations for the Olympics. Despite being able to participate in only 3 events that season, he managed to set a new world record for the short program, land his first quadruple Lutz in competition and defend his Olympic title. For the 2017-18 season, Han Yu returned to Ballade No. 1, Chopin, for his short program, the same music he used 2 seasons ago for his world record-breaking short program. He also decided to repeat his free skating to the soundtrack from the film On My Oji, with an upgraded layout compared to the one he performed in the 2015-16 season. His assignments for the 2017-18 Grand Prix Series were the 2017 Rostelecom Cup and the 2017 NHK Trophy. At his first competition of the season, Skate Canada Autumn Classic International, he received 112.72 points for his short program, breaking the world record he had set previously at the 2015-16 Grand Prix Final, 110.95. Han Yu executed all of his jumping passes cleanly, with 2 of them receiving the highest grade of execution, plus 3.00, unanimously from the judges. Due to pain in his right knee, he elected to not perform a quadruple loop in this competition. During the free skate, Han Yu performed an error-filled program, placing 5th with a score of 155.52 points. He won the silver medal overall behind Javier Fernandez. At the 2017 Rostelecom Cup, Han Yu was 2nd after the short program. He under-rotated and lost balance on his opening quadruple loop jump and fell after his combination. The next day, Han Yu landed his first quadruple Lutz in competition and received plus 1.14 grade of execution for the jump. Despite making mistakes on 2 of his jumping passes, his performance pulled him to 1st in the free skate, with a score of 195.92. Overall, he finished 2nd behind Nathan Chen by around 3 points. Han Yu injured a lateral ligament in his right ankle while practicing the quadruple Lutz on November 9, 2017. As a result, he decided to withdraw from the 2017 NHK Trophy, which automatically prevented him from competing for his 5th consecutive Grand Prix final title. Due to his recovery taking longer than expected, Han Yu also decided to withdraw from the 2017 Japanese Championships. Despite missing the event serving as an Olympic qualifier for Japanese skaters, he would be assured of a spot on the Olympic team, given his top world standing, position as the reigning world champion and being the defending Olympic champion. On December 24, 2017, it was announced that Han Yu was assigned to represent Japan at the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea and the 2018 World Figure Skating Championships in Milan, Italy. On February 3, it was announced that Han Yu would not participate in the team event at the Olympics to buy more time for practice at his training base in Toronto in preparation for the individual event. Han Yu arrived in South Korea on February 11, accompanied by heavy security detail and amid intense media coverage. His practice sessions at the Olympics were a subject of media scrutiny and were attended by hundreds of reporters. At a press conference on February 13, held by Han Yu after one of his official practices, he revealed he was off the ice until January and started executing triple jumps just 3 weeks, and quadruple jumps just 2 weeks before the competition, and that he still had not decided which technical elements he would use for the event. On February 16, Hanyu performed a flawless short program, for which he scored 111.68 points, putting him first in that segment of the competition. The score was just 1.04 points shy of his personal best of 112.72, which was also the then world record. The next day, he went on to score 206.17 points in the free skate with a solid program that included 4 quadruple jumps, 3 of them landed cleanly with nearly maximum grades of execution. He earned 317.85 points overall, winning his second consecutive Olympic gold medal, a feat that had not been achieved since Dick Button's back-to-back titles in 1948 and 1952. Hanyu's medal was the 1,000th medal awarded in the history of the Winter Olympic Games. He stood on the podium with his compatriot Shoma Uno, silver, and training mate Javier Fernandez, bronze. Hanyu was the most discussed and mentioned athlete of these Olympics on Twitter. During a press conference on February 18, Hanyu revealed that he performed his Olympic practices and programs on strong painkillers, and admitted that if he wasn't taking medication, he would have been unable to attempt the jumps or land them. The ankle injury he sustained in November, that led to a 3-month hiatus from competing and lowering the technical difficulty of his programs for the Olympics, was more severe than anticipated. He stated that his future competition plans were unclear since the injury had not healed yet and he wanted to focus on full recovery. However, Hanyu said he had no intention to quit skating, and that his next goal would be landing a quadruple axel, a jump that has never been landed in competition. On March 7, 2018, the Japan Skating Federation announced that Hanyu had decided to withdraw from the upcoming World Championships in Milan, Italy, to allow his injured foot to recover. After a medical examination following his Olympic win, it was revealed that the damaged ligaments in his right ankle and other unspecified injuries required at least 2 weeks of rest and 3 months of rehabilitation to heal. On April 22, 2018, Hanyu paraded in his hometown, Sendai, to celebrate his consecutive Olympic gold medals, and more than 100,000 people attended. The profit, worth approximately 22 million yen after deducting the total cost of the parade, was donated to a local figure skating federation. In April 2018, Hanyu hosted his first self-produced show Continues with Wings at the Musashino Forest Sports Plaza in Tokyo, Japan, to which he invited skaters who had influenced and inspired him throughout his career. His guests included Yevgeny Plushenko, Johnny Weir, Shay Lin Bourne, Jeffrey Buttle, and Takahito Mura, among others. Hanyu himself performed a medley of his various old programs, skipping jumps due to his injury. During an interview after the last day of the show, Hanyu reaffirmed his desire to continue skating, stating that he wishes to be ready to come back for the 2018-19 Grand Prix Series and to compete in as many events as possible. On June 1, 2018, it was announced that Hanyu would receive the People's Honor Award, a prestigious government commendation bestowed by the Prime Minister of Japan. Hanyu is the youngest among the 25 recipients since the award's creation in 1977 and the first figure skater to be given the honor. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga stated that the award was given in appreciation of Hanyu's historic achievement that gave dreams and thrills to the people and hope and courage to society. For the 2018-19 Grand Prix Series, Hanyu was assigned to the Grand Prix of Helsinki and Rostelecom Cup. Hanyu started the season by competing at Skate Canada Autumn Classic International. He received 97.74 points for his short program after one of his spins was invalidated. In the free skate, Hanyu received 165.91 points due to several mistakes on his jumps, which placed him second behind training mate Junwen Cha. He finished first overall with a score of 263.65 thanks to his lead after the short program. At his first Grand Prix event, the Grand Prix of Helsinki, Hanyu placed first in the short program with 106.69 points, a world record score under the newly introduced +5/-5 go system. In the free skate, he performed 4 quadruple jumps, including the never-before-attempted quadruple toe loop triple axle sequence. Despite underrotating 2 of his jumps, Hanyu scored 190.43 points for a total of 297.12 points, setting 2 more world records in the process and winning the gold medal by a margin of nearly 40 points. At the 2018 Rostelecom Cup, Hanyu placed first in the short program with 110.53 points, a new world record. On the following day, he re-injured his right ankle in practice after falling on a quad loop jump. He considered withdrawing from the event but opted to compete, aided by painkillers, and changed his program layout to not exacerbate the injury. He placed first in the free skate with a score of 167.89 and placed first overall with a score of 278.42. This marked the first time Han Yu won gold at both of his Grand Prix assignments. He received his medal at the victory ceremony while using crutches. Han Yu was recommended 3 weeks of rest for his ankle to recover. On November 29, 2018, the Japanese Skating Federation announced that Han Yu would withdraw from the Grand Prix final due to the injuries to ligaments and tendons in his right leg, for which he will require around 1 month of rehabilitation. His withdrawal from the Japan Figure Skating Championships was announced 2 weeks later. Despite missing nationals, Han Yu was assigned to represent Japan at the 2019 World Figure Skating Championships in Saitama, Japan, based on his record from previous seasons. The competition was seen as a comeback after the injury he sustained in November. Ahead of the 2019 World Figure Skating Championships, Han Yu said that his injured ankle hadn't yet fully recovered, but insisted that he was 100% ready for the competition. He came in third after the short program with a score of 94.87 due to invalidating one of his elements. He placed second in the free skate with a score of 206.10 after delivering a nearly clean program, which placed him second overall. Both his free skate score and his total score of 300.97 were world records, but were quickly surpassed by Nathan Chen, who ended up taking gold in the event. After the event, he stated he was regretful about his performance, but assured the result motivated him to continue skating and improve in the next season. Similar to his preparations for the Olympics, he relied on painkillers before and during the event to make jumping possible. The expected timing of his recovery was uncertain. Subsequently, the Japanese Federation announced he would not be participating in the season's final event, the World Team Trophy, due to his injury. Han Yu opted to retain both of his programs for the new season. Competing at the 2019 CS Autumn Classic International, Han Yu placed first in both programs to claim the gold medal, despite a fall on his quad saukow in the short program and a few turnouts on landings in the free skate. Commencing the Grand Prix, Han Yu went to his fourth Skate Canada International, having won the silver medal there in his three previous outings. Han Yu placed first in the short program with a clean skate, 20 points ahead of American Camden Pulkkinen. In the free skate, Han Yu turned out of his opening quad loop, but otherwise landed all jumps cleanly, setting a new personal best and winning the event by almost 60 points. His 59.82 point margin over silver medalist Nam Nguyen was the widest in the history of the ISU Grand Prix series. He won his second Grand Prix, the 2019 NHK Trophy, by a similar margin. Heading into the Four Continents Championships in Seoul, Han Yu opted to return to his Ballade No. 1, Chopin, program and his Seimei program from prior seasons. Referencing the 2018 Winter Olympics, which were held in Pyeongchang, Han Yu noted that while he wanted to win a gold medal once again in South Korea, he wanted to showcase and focus on his own style of figure skating even more. In the short program, Han Yu broke his own record for the ISU best score with 111.82 points. Despite errors on two of his quad attempts in the free skate, he won that segment as well, taking the gold medal overall with 299.42 points. Han Yu's victory made him the first and only male singles skater to win all of the major ISU championship events at the junior and senior levels, a feat known as the Super Slam, previously only achieved by five other competitors in the other three skating disciplines. He was assigned to compete at the World Championships in Montreal, but these were cancelled as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. At the ISU Skating Awards in 2020, Han Yu was nominated for Best Costume and Most Valuable Skater for the 2019-2020 season, and proceeded to win the latter. On August 28, Han Yu announced that he would skip the Grand Prix series, citing the risk of COVID-19 both for himself, competition staff, and for his fans who would gather to support him. Despite feeling conflicted over whether he should have competed or not as the third wave of the coronavirus pandemic hit Japan and practicing without his coaching team, Han Yu decided to compete in Japanese championships, which doubled as the final qualifier for the upcoming World Championships in Stockholm. He placed first in the short program and the free skate with all positive grades of execution on jumping passes, and won his fifth national figure skating title with a total score of 319.36 points. The 2021 World Championships were to be the first direct competition between Han Yu and Nathan Chen since the 2019-20 Grand Prix final. Han Yu placed first in the short program with a solid performance, 6.02 points ahead of compatriot Yuma Kajiyama. Chen fell on his opening quad lutz attempt, ending up in third place. In the free skate, Han Yu opened with three consecutive quadruple jumps but touched the ice on two of them, the Saokao and Tolu. Scoring 182.20 points, he placed fourth in the free skate and third overall, behind Chen and Kajiyama. It was the first competition Han Yu had placed below second since 2014. In the following day, Han Yu confirmed the report of his asthma attack by an overseas media. Han Yu's placement combined with Kajiyama's qualified three berths for Japanese men at the 2022 Winter Olympics. Han Yu was announced as part of the Japanese team for the World Team Trophy, which will be held from 15 to the 18th of April 2021 in the Japanese city of Osaka. He placed second in both the short program and the free skate, only behind Nathan Chen. He achieved a season's best for the free skate with 193.76 points, and earned a total of 22 points to help his team. Han Yu is regarded by analysts as an accomplished and versatile skater known for his ability to combine strong technique with mature and versatile artistry. The 2006 Olympic silver medalist Stefan Lambiel described him as the most complete athlete in figure skating, probably ever. Various media outlets and commentators have recognized Han Yu as the greatest skater in history, particularly after his second Olympic victory, for his consistency in results in a highly competitive field and ability to deliver under pressure. His skating techniques include the Bielman spin and the donut spin. Both are known for their difficulty among male skaters due to the flexibility required. Other signature moves include the layback Ina Bauer, hydroblading, and the side lunge. Han Yu's elements are praised for their high quality of execution, and his jumps are noted for their precision, musicality, flow, and ice coverage. Han Yu is known for his difficult triple axel entries, usually from a back counter or twizzles or a spread eagle. He stated his preference for edge jumps, and notably featured all three edge jumps in his short program for the 2016-17 season. Han Yu is credited as the first figure skater to successfully land a quadruple loop in competition after performing it in the short program at the Autumn Classic International in Montreal, Canada on September 30, 2016. He is also the only skater who has landed a quadruple toe loop triple axel sequence in competition, doing so for the first time at Grand Prix Helsinki 2018. Han Yu is also the first skater to land a quadruple toe loop Euler triple flip combination at Skate Canada 2019. Han Yu can execute four different types of quadruple jumps in competition: the toe loop, Saokao, loop, and lutz, and he has expressed an interest in training for a quad axel prior to the 2022 Olympics. Han Yu has appeared in many commercials and advertising campaigns over the years. In 2013, Han Yu, alongside fellow Japanese figure skater Daisuke Takahashi, became the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics campaign ambassador for P&G's global, proud sponsor of MOMS campaign. From February 8 to 23, 2014, Han Yu endorsed All Nippon Airways' new line of flight attendant outfits, which were designed by Prabal Gurung. On September 2, 2014, Han Yu endorsed Lotte's Ghana Milk Chocolate with Mao Asada, singer Airi Matsui, and actresses Suzu Hirose and Dao Sachiya, as well as xylitol wipes. Later that month, he starred in a TV commercial for Capcom's new video game Monster Hunter 4G. Han Yu has also worked with other brands such as Ajinomoto's sport nutritional products Amino Vital, Bath Salts Bathglen Kikiyu, bedding products Nishikawa Sanyo Co., and Phyton for their line of Raku and nylon-coated necklace models. In 2019, Han Yu became the ambassador for Citizen in China, Hong Kong, and Macau, as well as the global ambassador of the Sekisei series by Koze. He was later appointed as the global muse of the Sekisei Miyabi brand in 2020. On December 31, 2015, Han Yu served as a judge on Japan's popular New Year's Eve music show Kohaku Yuta Gassen. He made his on-screen debut as Date Shigemura, a samurai lord, in the 2016 movie, The Magnificent Nine. Han Yu's first DVD, Blu-ray album Time of Awakening, which compiled his career before the 2014 Winter Olympics, was released on May 21, 2014, selling 21,000 copies. It was the first DVD from an athlete to top Oricon's DVD rankings since its establishment in 1999. The album also peaked at number 3 on the chart's Blu-ray ranking. On December 18, 2015, NHK Enterprises released the DVD of The Flowers Bloom on Ice, featuring behind the scenes and interviews with Shizuka Arakawa and Yuzuru Hanyu as they skate at the ice show together to support reconstruction after the 2011 Japan earthquake. In 2018, Hanyu's first self-produced show Continues with Wings was live broadcast on TV Asahi CS and live streamed at 66 movie theaters throughout Japan. In addition to his autobiographies Blue Flames and Blue Flames 2, Hanyu also released some photobooks. His first photobook, Yuzuru, was released on October 4, 2014, selling over 23,000 copies. It ranked first in Oricon's weekly charts for photos and sport-related categories, as well as second in the chart's general books category. On September 25, 2015, Yuzuru Hanyu Goroku was released containing pictures and quotes by the athlete. In September 2015, the book topped Amazon's reservation sales rankings. Hanyu has graced covers of numerous Japanese sports magazines as well as well-known magazines, such as An and Era,